Pardon the interruption, but I'm Pablo Torre, and it is great to be back on PTI.
Tony Kornheiser, look at you. When did you win the Masters? Did you win it in 72 holes, or did you have to go to a playoff? Where'd you get that?
I'm just glad you didn't make like a junior Masters champion dig at me. I appreciate that I got to play the adults. That's something that I appreciate.
I would never do anything like that. I really think it looks good. What happened to your tie? Did you leave it in the ante room somewhere? Or did you give it to a cab driver? What happened to your
tie? ESPN 2, Tony. It's ESPN 2 in August. Come on.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. Will Vaughn is out for load management, so I am pleased to be joined by our great friend, the host of the ESPN Daily Podcast, Mr. Pablo Torre. There we go. And we begin today with the bombshell from New England that the Patriots have released Cam Newton. Released him. So there is no quarterback controversy on the Patriots anymore. Mac Jones has the job, and Cam Newton is out in the street. Pablo, are you surprised Bill Belichick did this, and where does Newton go from here?
Yes, I am surprised, not least because I heard that Adam Schefter was surprised. So yeah, let's all be surprised by this, and rightfully so. What surprised me the most, though, Tony, is that it is so hard to find a useful quarterback who is even vaguely decent anywhere. So I was like, okay, well, why didn't they trade him? Why didn't they do that? And so there are two theories as to why they did it. So maybe Bill Belichick did Cam Newton a favor. Okay, maybe that's so. Or secondly, maybe actually Cam Newton has no market, partially because he's unvaccinated. There was just that whole story about I had to miss 5 days of practice. Or maybe it's because also he's just not that good. So the Patriots have their guy who's been better than Cam Newton all preseason and Mac Jones, but I am floored by how little value Cam Newton seems to have.
So to direct the answer to the question, are you surprised? Surprise doesn't come close to me. I'm stunned. I'm flabbergasted. I am bowled over. I thought for certain Bill Belichick wanted to start Cam Newton. I thought Cam Newton had been good enough in exhibition games and practice, certainly better than last year. He was throwing the ball crisply. He was actually throwing the ball down the field. I did not see this coming at all. And I think we now have to pay attention when Bill Belichick actually says, we have some tough decisions to make. Because I did not see this coming. In terms of where he goes next, he's probably not a starter in the league. You know, although, I mean, I have to say this. Ben Roethlisberger looked like he was cooked last year, just like Cam Newton. And you watch him in practice this year, and you watch him in exhibition games, and both of them seem to have gotten better. Cam Newton runs well, passes good enough. To me, Baltimore is the perfect spot because that's the offense that they run. And the other spot that I look at is Houston because I don't think Deshaun Watson is playing this year. I don't think he's playing.
Tony, that's where my brain goes. What team is the most desperate for anything resembling quarterbacking stability? That is Houston. Because you're right, we're hearing details. Okay, maybe Deshaun Watson's not going on the exempt list. Maybe he is. They have no idea. We have no idea. The thing about Cam Newton, though, is that if he was a vaccinated quarterback, there would be that much more stability. And so that X factor, to me, keeps on entering the equation again.
Let me just give you two other teams that I thought of. The New York Giants, because Daniel Jones hasn't done anything. And the Dallas Cowboys, whose backup now is a man named Cooper Rush, who I've never heard of. And their main quarterback gets hurt all the time. And I will add this one thing. Everyone in New England said the same thing about Cam Newton, a great locker room guy. They all loved him. There's got to be room somewhere for that.
Well, let's turn to the Mac Jones part of the equation, Tony, because he joins Drew Bledsoe now and Jim Plunkett as the only Patriots rookie quarterbacks to start in week one. And he'll face, get this, Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback he succeeded at Alabama. And it's worth mentioning this. Bill Belichick went 7-9 and missed the playoffs last season, Tony. So what sort of pressure now falls on Mac Jones to not just succeed, but to succeed immediately?
So I think there's a lot less pressure today than there was yesterday because he has no particular rival for this job unless Bill Belichick reaches out and makes a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Because Cam Newton is now gone. So this job belongs to Mac Jones. And it likely belongs to Mac Jones because of this resume. Won the national championship last year, went undefeated, has a coach, Nick Saban, who's Bill Belichick's dear friend, who had to have said to him, this kid can run your offense. And the other part of his resume is Belichick just cut Cam Newton. So, I mean, they were, you say they're 7-9. I don't think that winning more than 10 games as anybody is likely to happen to them in anybody's estimation, not with Miami and Buffalo in the same division. I think the pressure is less today on Jones than yesterday.
So you mentioned that he does not have a rival, and that is technically true. But the rival now, Tony, because we're at a place where Mac Jones has been better in the preseason than Trevor Lawrence even. And now, as you say, he's knocked out Cam Newton. The rival now, let's just say it together, it's Tom Brady. I mean, that's where this goes next. Because if you're a Patriots fan, Tony, what you're doing is something very, very dangerous. You're squinting and looking at your new significant other, and you're thinking, I think this kind of looks like my ex. You look at Mac Jones and you're like, wait a minute, we run an offense like Tom Brady used to run it. He's dominating these preseason games and practices. I think the pressure comes from there. The comparison now has gone sky high on the highest level.
So let's look at Brady, because Tampa Bay comes into New England in week four and he gets to play against Brady. You think that might get a rating? You think people might turn that on in terms of television? I didn't compare him to Brady last year at Alabama. I compared him to Bart Starr. That he was smart, that he was successful, and he was efficient. I'm not going to go near Brady yet on anything like that. And we move now to Ben Simmons wanting out. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that Simmons has told Sixers ownership and management he no longer wants to remain on that team. The three-time All-Star does not intend to report to training camp when it starts at the end of September, which is in just a few weeks. Pablo, what does this do to the Sixers?
So this is the next logical move in this chess game. I'm not surprised by this. The Sixers are not surprised by this. This has been very, very thinly veiled, the idea that Ben Simmons wanted out of Philly. And the only leverage, of course, that he has, and he's represented, by the way, by Clutch, that is the agency most famously associated with LeBron James, the only move he has is to not show up. So what do you do if you're the Sixers? If I'm Daryl Morey, Tony, I am not doing anything. What happened here is that leverage has been destroyed by the fact that Ben Simmons wants out, and now everybody knows it and wants no part of this team. So what do? You have to say, or pretend at least, like you're going to be patient, like you're willing to play games without him, because otherwise you're getting, what, 65 cents on the dollar for a guy who's a 25-year-old three-time All-Star.
This is exactly how I felt, and I know you're the person who invented Trust the Process. Here's what they have from Trust the Process. They had 83,000 number one draft picks, and now they have one. They have Joel Embiid, who they're going to pay $50 million a year to play about 50 to 55 games. If Simmons doesn't show up, what are they going to get for him? They got no squad. What, you're not going to get Damian Lillard for a guy who just announced, I'm not going back no matter what. You're not going to get that. The amount of money that Simmons just cost the 76ers is amazing. He went to the floor. People are going to offer John Wall for him. You're not, I mean, tell me I'm wrong. What are you getting for this guy?
No, Tony, I just want to point this out because you're not wrong. What they need to do now is wait out the Blazers and wait out maybe the Warriors into a package that they like with a third team involved. But here is why we're here, because I'm going to blame Joel Embiid here, the guy you just mentioned. He was handling this with his emotions and not his brain. If you wanted Ben Simmons out of your life, you should not have insulted Ben Simmons publicly. Doc Rivers was doing the same thing. What you do is you lie and you say, I love this guy, and therefore you get a deal that your general manager might actually enjoy. But because everyone was way too public with their emotions, they're at a place where, of course, Ben Simmons wants no part of you either.
The Philadelphia 76ers are not going to get value for this guy, as you pointed out. But whoever lands him is going to get him basically for nothing. And they're going to get, I believe, a great player. Let's take a break. But coming up, the PGA Tour is coming down on fans who yell, Brooksy, at Bryson DeChambeau.
And Tony, is Andy Murray right to be upset that the man who beat him took way too long to use the bathroom?
How many number ones did they have that remain? None. One guy, Embiid. One guy gives you 55 games a year. What do they got?
I think Ben Simmons is going to be so good as a Golden State Warrior, Tony. He is going to make everyone look so stupid for laughing at his face as if he was done in this league. He's not done. He's just in the wrong situation, unfortunately.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
More headlines, starting with tennis beef. Last night at the U.S. Open, the third seed, Stefanos Tsitsipas, beat the ghost of Andy Murray in five sets in a match that took 4 hours and 49 minutes. Murray was steamed about the two long breaks Tsitsipas took. One to see the trainer after going down 2-1 in sets, and one to go to the bathroom after the fourth set. Tsitsipas said, quote, "I don't think I broke any rules," unquote. Pablo, does Murray have reason to be upset with Tsitsipas?
So as the son of a urologist, Tony, I'm inclined to advise everyone, look, you should probably answer when nature calls, right? I understand that. That's fine. The issue here, though, is that nature apparently keeps calling this guy over and over again. There is another story that was presented to Andy Murray that he, I think, politely demurred about. But the fact is, at the Cincinnati Open in that semifinal, his opponent in that one complained because he took a multi-minute break in which he was allegedly checking his phone to consult his coach. So something seems to be afoot here. And if I'm Andy Murray, yeah, I'm mad about this. I need wins. I was on a run and then my opponent allegedly got the runs. So yeah, not thrilled about that.
So it's interesting because when I first heard the story, I thought Andy Murray would be happy because he's older and he's been injured, and I thought a break in the match would help him recoup whatever energy he has. But then I found out that he said he just sat there waiting for this guy and got colder and colder and colder. I had heard today the same things that you heard, that he goes into the bathroom and he brings a cell phone and maybe he's doing something that's wrong, which is consulting with
allegedly
his coach. The other thing that I heard, and he did it in Cincinnati, I want to get the numbers right, he had five bathroom breaks during that tournament that averaged nearly 7 minutes per, and that's a long time. Then I heard he likes to go into the bathroom and change his clothes. And I thought to myself, what are you trying on wedding suits? What do you mean you're changing your clothes? So the pattern here is disturbing. The pattern is disturbing because either he has a significant medical issue or it looks like he's cheating. That's what it looks like.
Yes, and if he has an issue, by the way, again, my dad could be of service. It's a pass if you're out there listening. But we move on, Tony, as if we were spending the afternoon at the country club, in fact, because we're going from tennis to golf now. And PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said today that disruptive comments from fans will no longer be tolerated, and that could lead to expulsion. Monahan specified an incident on Sunday where a fan yelling, "Brooksy," angered Bryson DeChambeau. So, Tony, is a tour's crackdown here fair or foul?
Do I sense an anti-country club bias from you when Wilbon and I were about to nominate you for Columbia? Really?
So maybe I didn't know I was going to be nominated. That changes everything. Well, I'm no longer
Wilbon
a populist.
And I like you that much. Now you could be out. Well, you know, but you can go to Augusta with that jacket, so don't worry about it.
Okay,
so let me get to this issue for a second. Unlike Michael Wilbon, I like Bryson DeChambeau. I think he's great for golf. I think he's trying to do something new in a game that hasn't seen something new in over 100 years. I think he's a young kid who's committed to change and committed his body to it. So I like him. In terms of this particular issue, I think you have to look at the character of the sport. There's not a lot of yelling in golf. There's not a lot of personal confrontation in golf. It's not that kind of sport. So if you yell Brooksy and it gets under his nerves, I don't think you have to be ejected from that, but I think the threat of ejection is okay, because everybody knows what this is about. This is a complete dig at him with his rivalry with Brooks Koepka.
I think the PGA is also concerned that Bryson will go back and forth with a fan, right? I think there is decorum, and there's also the avoidance of a PR nightmare. You don't want your players, your athletes, going at it with the gallery in that way. But I'm with you in terms of Bryson being interesting, Tony. Kevin Van Valkenburg wrote a piece for ESPN.com about this, and he had an insight that I think changes how I see him entirely. He said that Bryson DeChambeau is the villain of golf, and all he wants to be is liked. When you see him through that lens, all of this kind of adds up. He wants to be the maverick, he wants to be the visionary, but most of all, he wants to be a hero, and everything with Koepka, and now this, it involves him being hated by the gallery.
So let me go back to this. Golf is not a stadium sport. There's no bat flips in golf, there's no booing in golf. There's, you know, all of that stuff in the other sports doesn't exist in golf. And in this particular case, Brooks Koepka is the antagonist, not Bryson DeChambeau. It is Brooks Koepka who is pinching all the time. I think people have to sort of understand that. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, South Carolina decides to start an assistant coach quarterback.
And did Javi Baez and Francisco Lindor really need to apologize to Mets fans today?
Do you play golf, by the way? Wilbon and I play a lot. We stink, but yeah. We play a lot. Do you play?
My dad would like me to play. I am not good at golf, but I'm good at being interviewed by admissions committees in case you actually do want to put me up for, is it Columbia? Where are we going here, Tony? Because I'm happy to compromise all my principles.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 38th birthday, Larry Fitzgerald, the great pass receiver for the Arizona Cardinals, who played 17 seasons in Phoenix, is an unsigned free agent. Fitzgerald recently told SiriusXM Radio, he doesn't feel the urge to play right now. Fitzgerald admitted, quote, it's a completely new thing. I've never felt this before, unquote. Fitzgerald, who we root for because he is the son of a sports writer, is a distant second all-time to Jerry Rice in career receptions and career receiving yards. And he's sixth all-time in receiving touchdowns. So clearly he's going to the Hall of Fame. It's possible Fitzgerald will come back and play somewhere this year. He's never won a Super Bowl. But it's also possible he's had enough and will content himself to play golf at a variety of great courses he belongs to. On a personal note, Wilbon and I were playing Seminole a year or two ago, and Fitzgerald came over and introduced himself to me and called me Mr. Kornheiser.
Tony, I just want to point out that Larry Fitzgerald is playing this perfectly, because I think he will feel the itch again to play. So what does he do? He skips the preseason, all the training camp, OTAs, all the fall and the cold weather games, and he comes back and what, wins a title with like the Bucks? Is that what happens here? Masterfully played, Mr. Fitzgerald, if so.
He can walk in and play, I guarantee you that. Happy anniversary, Minnesota Twins. On this day 2 years ago, the Twins slugged 6 home runs in a 10-7 loss to Detroit, which gave them 268 homers for the season, breaking the record set by the Yankees just 1 year before. The Twins went on to hit a record 307 home runs. Now, home run production noticeably down this year. The San Francisco Giants lead the majors with 197. That's on pace for 244 homers, which would only rank as the 21st most by one team all time. In 2019, 10 different teams hit more than 244 home runs. With only 5 weeks left in the season, baseball is on pace for 5,895 home runs, which sounds like a lot, and it is, but it would be way down from the record 6,776 in 2019. The leading theory as to why home runs are down is the new ball, which isn't as lively. It seems baseball clearly wants to curtail the home run explosion that it saw from 2016 through 2019.
Tony, is there any commissioner who's been more like Goldilocks than Rob Manfred? Everything's a little bit too warm or too cold. We want more home runs, now fewer. We have now all these pitchers who are checking like they're at TSA checkpoints, throwing their belts at umpires. I don't know if you personally missed the home run, but if you want more home runs, just juice the ball again. Go back to what you were doing before. You did it pretty well.
Me, I just want the porridge that's just right. Happy trails to coaching for Zeb Nolan. To bring you up to speed, Zeb Nolan was the backup quarterback to Trey Lance last fall at North Dakota State and started for the Bison in the spring. Although he had 1 year of eligibility remaining, Nolan agreed to become a graduate assistant coach at South Carolina. But after South Carolina's starting quarterback, Luke Doty, injured his foot, Nolan traded his coaching gear for helmet and pads. And now Nolan will start when South Carolina opens its season against Eastern Illinois. This recalls the travels of Gardner Minshew. Minshew was set to transfer from East Carolina to Alabama just so he could eventually become a grad assistant for Nick Saban. But Mike Leach, who was then coaching at Washington State, intervened and asked Minshew, "Do you want to lead the country in passing?" Unquote. It was an offer he couldn't refuse. And in fact, Minshew finished second in the country, just 52 yards behind leader Dwayne Haskins.
While we're on Gardner Minshew here for a second, Tony, the idea that your boy went for a sixth round pick makes me think that Urban Meyer should be eating his tie on television. Not me. I have not been more right about a thing, I think, in my life than that particular story.
One omission, Lions coach Dan Campbell cut both kickers this afternoon, leaving the team with none. None.
I hope this means that he goes for it every single fourth down.
Big finish, here we go. Francisco Lindor and Javi Baez apologized to Mets fans for giving them the thumbs down. Was that necessary?
I guess so, but also just acknowledge that when you're bad, the fans will boo you. That is how sports works. Meanwhile, Ohio State freshman quarterback Quinn Ewers signed a name, image, and likeness deal with a marketing company for a reported $1.4 million. Your thoughts?
He left high school early to go to Ohio State. He bet on himself. He won big. Josh Rosen made the Falcons roster. Dwayne Haskins made the Steelers roster. Bigger surprise.
The bigger surprise is how Josh Rosen looks. He's aging like a president, Tony, at age 24. The Saints reportedly plan to put Michael Thomas on the physically unable to perform list, and he wouldn't be able to play till week 7. Your thoughts?
That hurts. I know he had no touchdowns last year, but he's a quality receiver, and they don't have Drew Brees anymore. Top seed Novak Djokovic opens tonight against someone named Holger Rune. Are you smelling upset?
Sure, let's say so. Yeah, upset. Absolutely.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Pablo Torre. Thank you for watching. And please check out ESPN Daily on Apple or Spotify, wherever you get good podcasts.
I'm going to shout out to Rick Ellion. Played golf with him the other day.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.